In summary, I have taught three methods, three types of practice, three pith instructions on how we can celebrate the new year together in the same space. And these methods are very auspicious, and through this you can improve and you know how to celebrate the new year in the Dhamma Dhatu. Students might think, can we celebrate the new year in the Dhamma Dhatu? Yes, of course you can. For so many of the students who have received oral pith instructions, are you not spending every day in the state of the Dhammakaya, in the same state of realization of Samantabhadra? And in this beginning of the new year, understand to dedicate all your past merits. And for the new year, understand to make great vast aspirations. Make great aspirations. In this way, we have a good platform to forge ahead in our practices. If we don't make these aspirations, and then what happens is we think that we are going to practice and we are going to meet our root guru. However, it just doesn't happen that way. It is important in this new year to make good aspirations in terms of our work and also in terms of our spiritual practice, to make these aspirations that in this year, these are my plans. I'm going to practice this. I'm going to go on retreat. I'm going to meet with my root guru. We can make these aspirations to accommodate both our material necessities and also to plan ahead in terms of our spiritual goals, for meeting our guru, for requesting for empowerments, for engaging in and entering into retreats. And through this, we can really accumulate much greater benefit. And this is important. There might be those students who think, I'm really not able to visualize Rinpoche. They may have an altar, they might have Rinpoche's picture over there. However, they're just not able to visualize. As long as you have seen my picture, as long as you have heard any of my teachings, as long as you have heard the name Gelwe Nyugu Rinpoche, or my other name, Tsultan Jansen Rinpoche, whether you visualize or not, I am within your heart, within your mind. Relax, don't worry, I will continuously be blessing you, so that during the time that you're celebrating the new year, that you don't give rise to afflictions, that you can be happy, free, natural. And I made this aspiration that even if you're not able to visualize through these arising causes, you will also receive blessings. The students, through their belief, their unity with the guru, their praying to the guru, that all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the Yidams, deities and Dharma protectors are with us, is just a matter of a thought. To receive the great blessing from them is also just the matter of a thought. As long as you have the belief, in the moment, all of the blessings are received. And this is the incredible experience and realization that is received through the great perfection. It is the true path, and it is in reality this way. I have been continuously teaching these most important, most essential states of mind. Why? Because if I'm always teaching in a very broad sense, it's beneficial if I teach these pith instructions and I also teach you the meaning thereof. And what I'm sharing with you is their merit and their states of realization and its meaning. And by doing this, when we are practicing these pith instructions, we have greater belief. There are teachers who might be very kindly teaching you pith instructions, but because of their inability to speak Mandarin very well, then they're not able to express this very profound state of realization. And some of them will provide you with a pith instruction, however, they won't give any explanation. And then what we might be doing is just visualizing a lotus or just visualizing a vajra. If we don't teach this very profound great perfection state of realization and the arising causes between these pith instructions and the states of realization, their step-by-step practice procedures and states of mind, and if we don't teach it, very profoundly and in detail, then for many of the students they will not be able to realize this great perfection. Then all they'll be able to do is to visualize. They won't be able to realize everything through practice. When the guru is teaching you a fifth instruction, you can also explain the procedure that follows this. Explain the state of mind and its intended purpose from the beginning of practices all the way through to attaining liberation, the possible experiences and states of realization, being taught very directly, in detail, and according to the correct process. And in this way, then, the student won't have any great areas of difficulty or misunderstanding. And whenever there are places where we might have these difficulties or misunderstandings, then as soon as the root guru teaches some great perfection, immediately it can be resolved. We might find, oh, I've got this problem again with my state of realization. And then as soon as our root guru teaches again, then we may find, oh, this problem is resolved. All of this is coming through the fifth instructions of our root guru. And through this progressively, we will be able to transcend these different levels of realization. We might find that there is some place where we have some misunderstanding, and then after a few days, our root guru teaches again, and immediately we find, oh, now I have resolved this problem. And through this again, our state of mind has just increased again. And then what might happen after this is we start to attach to these experiences of bliss, clarity, or non-thought, or the state of equanimity or purity. And then as soon as our root guru teaches again, it seems to evaporate this problem. And this is the incredible blessing of the pure lineage and the root guru within terms of practicing the great perfection. Really, it is quite incredible. And as we practice more and more profoundly, and there are really many students now who are requesting the fifth instructions, and I really feel that many, many of these students have already recognized the true nature of mind. And this I know, and it is so, so auspicious. In these degenerate times, the blessing of this lineage of Padmasambhava, the darker everything becomes, the brighter the moon shines. Padmasambhava said that in these degenerate times, when sentient beings don't have sufficient time to practice, then the only dharma that is really going to truly benefit them will be this great perfection practice. And if you practice the great perfection, you will have the opportunity to attain liberation. However, as soon as sentient beings give up on the right mindfulness and they give up on their spiritual accomplishments, when they give up on practice, when they give up on their belief, and when their physical health is not well and they don't have the time to practice, as long as the great perfection exists, then doesn't matter how lost, confused, or busy sentient beings are, they have the opportunity to attain liberation. Because even just one fifth instruction can help cut through this. Really, the great perfection is so incredibly great, so auspicious. And if we understand this, really, we are very, very fortunate. Celebrate the new year very well, everybody. And this last year, we have really requested many pith instructions, many empowerments, and in terms of the step-by-step practices for the great perfection, empowerments and lineage, the practice of the Yidams and the practice of the Dharma protectors. I've already taught to all of you how to engage in these practices. And in terms of the common and supreme siddhis, I will also individually transmit these teachings and empowerments to you. Already you have all received incredible lineage, empowerments and blessings due to the great benevolence of the Guru and the Three Jewels. Students, be diligent in your practice and apply these incredible practices and blessings that you have received. In everybody, I rejoice and praise everybody. I wish everybody a happy new year, and that sooner or later, everybody may attain perfect Buddhahood.